actually at the helipad. I see them stumble dance across the hot asphalt with croaker sacks over their heads, moving toward the interrogation huts, thin framed as box kites of sticks and black silk, anticipating a hard wind that'll tug and snatch them out into space. I think some must be laughing under their dust-colored hoods, knowing rockets are aimed at July, that the water's evaporating and soon the nail will make contact with metal. How can anyone anywhere love these half-broken figures bent under the sky's brightness? The weight they carry is the soil we tread night and day. Who can cry for them? I've heard the old ones are the hardest to break. I've heard the old ones are the hardest to break. An arm twist, a combat boot against the skull, a 45 jabbed into the mouth, nothing works. When they start talking with ancestors faint as camphor, smoking pagodas, you know you'll have to kill them to get an answer. Sunlight throws sighs against the afternoon. Everything's a heat mirage, a river tugs at their slow feet. I stand alone and amazed with a bill-happy door gunner signaling me to board the Cobra. I remember how one day I almost bowed to such figures walking toward me. Under a corporal's ironclad stare, I can't say why. I can't say why. From a half a mile away, trees huddle together, and the prisoners look like marionettes hooked to strings of light. Marionettes hooked to strings of light. Usually at the helipad, I see them stumble dance across the hot asphalt with croaker sacks over their heads, moving towards the interrogation huts, thin-framed as box kites of sticks and black silk, anticipating a hard wind that'll tug and snatch them out into space. I think some must be laughing under their dust-colored hoods, knowing rockets are aimed at July, that the water's evaporating and soon the nail will make contact with metal. How can anyone anywhere love these half-broken figures bent under the sky's brightness? The weight they carry is the soil we tread night and day. Who can cry for them? I've heard the old ones are the hardest to break. An arm twist, a combat boot against the skull, a 45 jabbed into the mouth, nothing works. When they start talking with ancestors faint as camphor smoke and pagodas, you know you'll have to kill them to get an answer. Sunlight throws sighs against the afternoon. Everything's a heat mirage. A river tugs at their slow feet. I stand alone and amazed with a pill-happy door gunner signaling for me to board the Cobra. I remember how one day I remember how one day I almost bowed to such figures walking toward me under a corporal's ironclad stare. I can't say why. From a half a mile away, trees huddled together and the prisoners looked like marionettes hooked to strings of light. Marionettes hooked to strings of light.